gulatin mo si Langga. Mag-decision ka ngayon.
Ganun. Hi, Langga.
This is Jared.
And this is Apple.
Welcome to the Langga Speaks Podcast.
Join our beloved conversations
about God's love and joy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Langga Speaks Podcast. This is me, Jared.
Oh, my gosh. It's been a month. I'm so sorry to have cut you off. I'm so sorry. It's just been a while that we were able to spend time like this.
I wonder why.
I wonder why too. But salamat po sa mga nag-check up on who've been checking up on us, yes, who've been messaging, who've
salamat
been praying
sa
for
dalawang
us.
Tao na may pakialam sa amin.
Grabe siya. Now we really appreciate it, mga nangga, like super as in like yung pag kinakamusta niyo kami.
Oh, oh.
Or pag nag-message kayo sa amin.
Ganun kami ka-lonely.
No, we also thank you for the prayers because, you know, it's been sustaining. We know that the graces have also been, yes, shared with our family. So we really, really appreciate. And we also pray for the same graces or if not more from God to be bestowed upon you din sa mga pinagdadaanan niyo.
Yes.
Maraming salamat.
But like what we said in our previous episodes, we're gonna be here. We're gonna keep doing this until, yes, we can, you know. It's just that this season has been a major overhaul for
in our routine, yes.
And then there are so many paths opening up, mm-hmm, whether at work, whether at ministry, personal life. It's just been a whirlwind, but it's a good whirlwind. I mean, I know
it's
that
always
it's,
a good whirlwind.
I know,
yeah,
it's gonna lead us into becoming, you
better
know,
at managing things and handling things.
Not really. We don't really manage things well.
No, that's
what
true.
I mean is,
adapting?
As a person, you know, we kinda accepted that this has its own challenges in this season, right, that we're in. We have two toddlers and we have
5-year-old toddler ba yun? Kindergartner.
Basta
mga ganun,
toddler na yan.
Yeah, growing family.
We have major decisions, yes, coming along the way, and of course at work it's been a whirlwind. Daming nangyayari, daming umaalis, daming nagbabago.
Pero siguro in a way, salamat din sa mga ano, yung mga bagong langga,
yes,
na who discovered us sa mga,
kahit di kami regular na nagpa-publish
kasi
lately.
Kasi nangyayari, bumibisita sila, like they go back to the old episodes because, yeah, we haven't released one recently. And it's been nice to have journeyed with you and to journey back siguro dun sa earlier seasons namin.
So ito nga pag-uusapan namin kasi we're going through a major decision. And so we're gonna discuss how we can create a successful plan na kasama yung langga nyo.
Mm.
Kung wala kang langga, well, it's also
to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. And also you can discern with the Lord and how you do this. And part of this, a lot of the part of this has to do with discernment. And meron kaming series about discernment kung sakaling,
right,
gusto nyong mas malaman yung tungkol doon.
Yeah, check back in our previous episodes earlier this year where we did a series on discernment.
Yes. And so, as we go on, ngayon kasi sa trabaho, just to give you an update, ang daming nangyayari, and because of those things that are happening, it actually kinda led me into thinking about a major shift in how we do our life economically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we can start a business on the side, which is a major decision kasi parang nanganganak ka ng panibagong anak.
Yeah, that's right.
With all the craziness, naisip pa namin na magkaroon ng additional blessing on how we can bless other people. And so if you've seen my
personal IG,
personal Instagram at Brother Jeric,
wow,
we started selling coffee, mm-hmm, and then this cold brew thing started going in a direction na, you know what? What if hindi lang to sideline? Why? What if we can make it into a real livelihood?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're on that part right now.
Pero imagine mga langga, randomly, if you've been with us for a while, like you probably also journeyed with Jeric as he discovered home brewing, and then yung mga sinishare namin, yung discover niyang joy and being able to serve others.
Oh.
Tapos it brought fruit this way. Yung,
yes.
Katawa,
sabi ko,
no?
Para, you know what? Let's just start a business, as in a business, a company, so that I can justify all the purchases I made.
Paki-charge na lang po doon.
So all the purchases I made will make sense,
mm,
to Apple. Actually, I'm just doing this for Apple eh. Ganun lang kasi simple.
Salamat.
Joke lang.
Salamat.
You know, we wanted to make this life-giving, not only for us,
mm,
but to also give employment to people, mm, to give opportunities for me and Apple to be able to serve you through these things you know, to the Langa Speaks podcast, to the ministries that have been entrusted to us through the feast. And I know this will be a blessing.
Right.
Whether it becomes, you know, a super big business or medium-sized business, I know it would not only bless us personally because we'll learn a lot along the way and we'll meet people along the way, but at the same time, it will be providing, it will be a pipeline of blessing to other people as well. So in a way, it is a major decision for us to go through this. And kanina nag-uusap lang kami, how do we raise our kids? What are the things that we should avoid, that they should not hear, so that we'll raise them built up, not you know, not dragged down or demotivated.
Which is also the decision we're making, a constant decision in our journey as parents, in our journey as husband and wife, in raising a family. These are decisions that yung parang we know that will bear fruit later on. So it has to be a decision we make together. Ganyan. So exactly. Itong mga, these are the things that we are going to be talking about in this episode.
So bilang mga langga, of course, this is a partnership and this is a teamwork. Hindi pwedeng ako lang magde-decide dahil ako yung sa kape, hindi ko na tatanungin si Apple about this coffee venture that we're going into. But you know, lahat, kami din ng partner ko, yung business partner ko, we actually, yung final approval namin nasa mga misis namin lagi. Na, what do you think of this place? Kasi meron kami mga crazy ideas. And then when we run it through our wives, they're like, you know what? Just remove the bathroom.
Kasi ayaw namin maglinis.
Kasi ayaw na yun.
Naglinis pa kami ng banyo sa bahay. Maglinis pa kami ng banyo sa iba.
So yeah, exactly. So whether you're buying a house, planning to expand your family, we mentioned in this podcast that we do want to have a house here, you know, in the future. But then, you know, I think the business comes first in the season that we're in because it would make it more possible that way. Or maybe isa sa inyo, nagtatry kayo na magkaroon ng career move. Actually, ngayon, relate ako kasi nga, ganun yung nangyayari.
Either ma-promote or to move out.
Or to scale back, to stay. Back,
yeah.
Apple had the same decision to either ma-promote siya or, you know, to be with the kids. Even though walang additional monetary benefit yon. So, it was a major decision for us. So, it's important for us to know that we can navigate life's biggest decisions na hindi lang mag-isa. Meron kayong kasama. Kasi bawat decision nyo that comes your way will affect your marriage. It will affect your relationship for the good or for the bad. So, when you learn to work together in a way na hindi lang beneficial sa isang partner.
Right.
For example, moving in a country, baka isa lang sa inyo may gusto nun.
Right.
So, you have to be able to work together in a way that you honor each other and it sets you up to success para pareho kayong mag-grow at mag-flourish, hindi lang individually but as a couple.
Because that's the vow that you made when you got married, is that you, the two of you would become one.
Tell me your name, I want to hear.
Okay.
The vow.
All right, so in this episode, we're going to be talking about four simple ways how to navigate the big decisions in your marriage.
O-M-G.
And our episode today is inspired by our mentors.
Again, as usual.
From?
Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts by Dr. Les and Leslie Parrott. So if you do want to get in touch with us, we're kind of busy in the moment, but depending on your case, you can be your Simbis facilitators.
Please do reach out to us. We would love to talk to you about it. Okay, so number one, plan uninterrupted time to talk.
Now, yan ang sinasabi ko, langga. Plan uninterrupted
uninterrupted time to talk. And you know, it's a struggle that Jerick and I have and continue to have. And I think it's something that will continue to take place because there will always be distractions or an excuse to avoid a conversation when it comes to making major decisions together as a couple.
Kami ni Apple, ito yung gusto namin aralin kasi currently, kapag ako yung nagbi-bring up ng major decision talk, ay, nag-iiba yung mukha ni Apple.
Kasi, minsan naman feeling ko, yung timing naman ni Jerick, okay sa kanya, pero ako naman hindi. Yung tipong, pagod na pagod ako with the children after a long day.
Ah, sorry,
I just wanna
na,
be like,
sorry.
No, I'm just sharing. You know, ito nga.
Ito na ba? Dito na ba tayo mag-aaway?
Palagi naman tayo nag-aaway eh. you know, to be able to, you know, for me to have that mental headspace, or maybe na
may mga bata nag-uusap sa likod ng sasakyan.
No. Oh, like, do we really have to talk it right now?
You talaga know, when this,
yung umiiyak na yung mga bata kasi inaantok na sila.
Best in timing award ako eh.
Minsan, kung may Oscar or may, ano yung sa Philippines, yung sa
FAMAS
Award. Yeah, siguro ganun. Or you know, like if the phone is there, you know, yung notification will just show up, and then you know someone will have the phone in the hand and then start swiping in the middle of the conversation. It really becomes a distraction that stops you from having that quality time and focus with one another.
So importante dyan, you have to be able to be intentional to set the proper time on when you are going to talk. I'm talking about myself here. I'm preaching to myself here. Kasi minsan ginugulat ko lang si Apple na pag kaming dalawa na lang sa car, din ang sasabihin ko, we have no other time to talk about this. let me talk about this. And then Apple will be like, her face is like, seriously?
I didn't even
at 7:30
in the morning.
I didn't on even my
eat.
Way to work.
I didn't even
you're
eat
gonna,
yet.
You're gonna open a topic. Anyway, it is what it is currently.
Yeah.
But sorry lang ga, I'm gonna learn how to schedule. I'm gonna learn how to schedule. So please accept.
Please accept
the invitation.
Ay, sorry.
Kasi
calendar invite.
Pag nagka-calendar invite ako about a major decision, dinedecline mo eh.
Because you can all just send us an email. This can all just be an email now.
Correct.
But yun, it's also not just a one partner like what Jeric mentioned. Even planning this uninterrupted time, it should not only be just one partner initiating, it should also be the other person responding, so that you would have a realistic and productive time. Yes. Pag nag-uusap na kayo.
Kasi it will also help you in your discernment kung wala masyadong distraction.
Yeah.
When we were still a young couple, we used to go into a coffee shop na nasa business setting pa.
Taray.
Di ba? Tapos nag-journal tayo, nag-list tayo ng pros and cons. I mean, I think we should go back to that. I mean, I don't want our date nights to be planning for major decisions also. There's also the temptation, by the way, malangga. Mag-order ako tapos sabihin ko sa kanya, so anong decision mo?
I'm like, I thought maybe you just wanted to spend time with me.
Clickbait! Gotcha, girl. Kala mo, ha? Gotcha, girl. It's time to talk about it now. Yeah. Ano kasi si
parang
Apple,
parang trap,
eh?
Diba? Parang feeling mo trap ka.
Matagal siya mag-desisyon, tapos ako go-getter naman. Yeah. So, ang naisip ko lang strategy is yung
gulatin. Gulatin na lang ako.
Di ba yung uso ngayon, yung gulatin mo si Ilangga, mag-desisyon ka ngayon.
Ganun.
Gulatin mo sila, mag-desisyon kayo ngayon. Oh, yung uso sure. Ngayon. Anyway, that's the first
one. Number one. So, plan uninterrupted time to talk. Number two, do your research. Mahirap din kasi, like for example, to make a decision and you have no idea what's going on. And this is one thing that I've seen time and time again when it comes to Jeric. And when he makes, he doesn't make the decision of for the family. And he's been very humble na when he wants to be able to propose something para sa family namin. Yung he really discusses with me.
Yes.
Even if his mind is made up, but he's been very.
What do you mean by that? Yung alam ko na yung bibiling ko. Oh. Kaya nakapag-research na ako. Meron akong Canva presentation.
It helps then. Pero even if his mind is made up in a certain decision, but he's still willing to talk to other people. And this is something I would want to honor my husband in, especially with this latest yung
coffee venture.
Very, very open siya. Silang dalawa ng business partner niya.
Yeah.
In reaching out to people even beyond our country borders, just to be able to get perspectives on how to be able to lessen the risks that we are taking by
mitigate
the risks. Yeah. By talking to other people and seeing how it can be extrapolated into
our... Oh my gosh. Please don't use that word. It's
Jeric's favorite word after tenacity.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, just to give you an example, so mga langga, we're planning a business, no? So we're trying to talk to as much people as we can.
Within the industry.
We're doing our research because it's our first time doing this type of business. So I told Apple, langga, I'm just not gonna give the money and bet all the money without, you know, coming in blind just because I feel that it's the right thing. I want to validate those feelings by talking to people who knows the business.
Who are experts in certain aspects of the
who
field.
Who are there already.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're not going to get this 100% right just to launch it, but at least we made our step, our research. You know, we spent time looking for all the options on what we can go into. And so I appreciate you, Langa, for being supportive at that and for also giving me an input on certain things na
no
I may
bathroom.
Be blinded to.
No bathroom. I'm just saying.
Context
I know,
mga Langa,
it's, I know it's convenient for the customer, convenient for those who would be working, which is tayo din.
Yes.
But it's an additional space that could be converted into production space. And number two, magdadagdag ka pa na parang iisipin, sino maglilinis niya?
You know, ano mga Malanga, please pray for us. We're looking for a place where we can produce the cold brew coffee that we're doing. And at the same time, we wanted to have a place where we can serve customers.
It doesn't
and
have to be big.
It doesn't have to be big.
Something
and so,
small to start.
This is a lot of work for our family and the other family. But we divide and conquer with this part of the job. And so I am so happy to have a supportive wife. And you know, my wife was like, you know what, we cannot afford a house right now because the market is crazy.
You
might
can't
as well
afford the bigger car right now because
yeah.
it's also not practical.
Well, it's practical to have a bigger car because we're having a bigger family.
But yes, then, that's right. But then, that money can be used right now for something
for
else.
For something that can generate possibly, hopefully, positively.
Sabi ni ate, diba? Sabi ni ate, may yeah. 6 months instead of a year
oh
para
my gosh. Anyway,
now, Char.
Yes. So basically, to be able to look into it na, we did our part and we're not just gonna go through this just because of some wishy-washy thing.
Well, wishy-washy.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, I feel like it. This is meant to be. I'm born for this.
Lang.
So, we kind of decide and who will look on the different aspects like, can we afford this? What is our current lifestyle?
Where are we going to get the
Where
money from?
Where are we going to get the money from? So
who are we going to talk to?
We decided who will look into each piece of the puzzle and to be really transparent with each other. Now, you have to tell me. Baka sumusunod ka lang because I'm in the space and you're just supporting me. Ayoko rin naman kasi ayoko rin yung blindly sinusupport lang niya ako just for us not to talk about it. So that's another thing.
That's
We've
right.
seen in couples na, hindi, hinayaan ko lang siya kasi ayoko na pag-usapan.
Total, siya yung may gusto, di ba?
Total, yan. Pera naman niya yan eh. Yan. So kami, yun ang yung iniiwasan namin. And so we kind of do our own research. We do our respective research on that. Giving each person the ownership of this process will also empower the relationship. Eh. And we will feel that it's a partnership,
and
na hindi lang one-sided.
Exactly. That's something that Jerick and I don't want to experience, although there will be temptations to have that na parang, siya naman nag-initiate ito. Decision na ito. Yung gusto niya. You wanted to buy this. You wanted to do that. Ganyan. But where's the marriage aspect of working together as partners, working together as a team, coming together where two become one as God had intended?
Oh.
And that includes decision-making. Dapat pag nag-decide kayong mag-asawa, ano na yun? Together na yun. Wala yung, ikaw kasi, ikaw yung magusto eh. Yung sumbatan ba?
Oo. Kaya thank you nung, kasi meron kami failed investment. Well, it's just there. It's just a losing investment. And I told her, this is the amount of money I will put there. And she agreed. And then, in retrospect, I asked her like, ga, sorry ha, kasi ito yung napalugi ko. And she's like, no, it's okay because I agreed.
It's together.
This is
together.
The budget that we're gonna set for it. You will look into it. If this is for us, doesn't work for us, we respect the boundaries that we put there until then. So, kalas. Let it be. So, salamat. Salamat.
But tingin na mga langga ba, kaya nyo perfect kami, ha? But
I'm just so happy to be able to have a langga that...
Ay, ito mo. Oh, na rin ba to?
Oo.
No, pero
risk taker. Charam!
No, but Jerick has always been the risk taker from the two of us. Pero one thing that we really want to learn, or really have learned from yung mga nagtuturo sa amin, from mga mentors namin, and something that we really, really want to practice in our marriage is na walang sumbatan sa pag-asawa. when it comes to family life, when it comes to personal life, when it comes to even beyond your family, yung mga businesses, business ventures, career, dapat walang sumbatan.
Okay.
Right?
Amen.
Uh-uh.
And this becomes possible that you can do your research, you can be clear about it, you can be transparent about it, is because you need number three, which is you need to listen well also when it comes to major decisions. Kasi as you discuss yung exciting ideas nyo, di ba, na mag-iimbento ka or mangingibang bansa kayo kasi alam mong doon kayo yayaman, yung mga ganyan. Minsan excited ka kasi ikaw lang yung una nakapanood ng YouTube.
That's right.
Ikaw yung una nakapanood ng review ng product.
Mm.
Tapos isend mo sa asawa mo. Tapos hindi
una,
naman niya papanoorin.
Ikaw yung una nakita ng ano, ng Dubizzle ad,
yeah,
for a product.
Oh, tapos hindi naman niya papanoorin, di ba? So ano, nasaan yung respeto doon? So anyway, as you discuss the information and ideas, kailangan you listen and respect the opinion of your spouse.
Mm.
You may not agree.
Oh, malaking factor yun. Yes. When you listen, it doesn't necessarily mean that you agree.
That you agree.
Katulad nun, nung pinag-usapan namin yung opinion ng asawa namin ni ate na magkaroon daw ng bathroom, yung possible venue of our new venture, our new business opportunity, kami na daw ni ate, parang hindi din okay na magkaroon ng banyo.
So, bawat customer namin, magdala na lang po kayo ng sarili nyong arinola or be there on diapers.
Pwede naman ang gamitin if ever na matuloy tayo doon. We pray over the place na if it is God's will, we will be there. Pero yun, I mean, like, there are toilets not available nearby, no?
Oh, yes.
Tayo
exactly.
Po mo magagawa ng...
Again, listening doesn't mean agreeing again.
Mm-hmm.
You may not agree on the outcome of the decision from the beginning, but of course there are emotions involved, and it's difficult to just get it in the first listen. But you have to be intentional. You have to work hard in being intentional of giving your spouse the time that she or he needs to explain bakit nila naisip yung idea na yun. Why are they thinking that way? Why are they planning on that decision?
That was something we also learned when we attended very, very recently a marriage enrichment retreat from the Feast. And that was something na one of the speakers spoke about, na there will always be situations sa mag-asawa, sa magtangga, na magkaiba kayo ng perspective. And the question is, the issue is not trying to drag your spouse or your partner over to your perspective, but to have the humility to pray for the grace to be able to ask the Lord to show you, why does my spouse think that way?
Yeah.
And you will be able to listen to each other better.
Bakit hindi niya makita na yung binili kong bagay na yon will bless us? Ganyan.
Kasi hindi ka siya sa car.
You know, we have to approach all of this in a position of understanding rather than jumping right to conclusions or judgment. Remember, the outcome of any decision that you will make with your langga is about what's best for you as a couple.
Right.
And not just what's best for you alone. I remember a time where I was trying to buy this, I think it's a machine that I was trying to buy. And Apple was like, is it gonna be good for our family? Sabi ko, of course not. I'm the only one who's gonna enjoy this. Buti na lang hindi ko binili yon, because of that, I was able to kind of, we have the resources to buy something that will actually generate us income versus something that is just good to see at home.
That only you can use and only on the weekend.
Oh, sometimes kasi meron ka tayong mga perceived value lang that we want, you know, kala natin may pakialam yung mga tao just because we have this. But most of the time, a lot of people are just busy with their own problems. They don't even look at it. Like an example, gusto mong bumili ng magarang sasakyan. Let's say, you wanna buy a sports car.
Mm.
You would think that it would make you look good.
Mm.
But the people who's gonna look at it will actually appreciate the sports car and not the person.
Right. It dehumanizes.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we think na, siguro kung ganyan yung kotse ko, ang gwapo kong tignan. Guys, yung mga makakita sa inyo, ganyan din ang iniisip. Alam mo, kung ako may-ari ng sasakyan na yan. Kunyari, nakakuha mo na yung sasakyan na yun. Diba? Ganun din inisip nila. Ina-appreciate nila yung sasakyan. Hindi naman ikaw eh.
Mm.
But we think that we can tie our value on what we accumulate. And so, I'm digressing, but you're in this together. bilang mag-asawa.
That's a, another lesson we keep on learning again and again and again.
We're all in this together.
No, that when you have made the vow to be husband and wife, an yun, kakampi yun for life. Na yes. Even in decisions, even if other people are just gonna are not going to agree, maybe, but mm-hmm. what is important that no matter what decision you make, because you have made it together, kakampi kayo for life.
Yun. Last but not the least, and most importantly, pray. Kailangan yung ipagdasal to. You have to approach every milestone, every piece of the process in making that major decision in prayer. Currently, right now, while we're at it, we have to send the prayer, by the way.
For the day.
Yes, because this is the last day of mm-hmm, the prayer. Mm-hmm. We are going through a novena of discernment for making the final decision to whatever we're gonna spend on in this business. Because we have to allow ourselves the time to take the decision to God first. Unahin natin ang Diyos, hindi yung, Lord, eto po yung plano ko, pagpalain nyo. Huh? Ganon.
Pero he was never consulted at any time during the decision-making process. So kung namali, or if the...
Lord, di mo talaga ako mahal kasi hindi mo pinagpapala yung negosyo namin.
Tapos sabihin ng Diyos, hindi mo naman ako sinamay. Tapos biglang fault ko.
True.
Ako na.
So allow yourself to make that decision with God first and listen for His guidance. Importante yun. Every step of the day, i-connect ka niya sa tamang tao. Kaya simula pa lang nito mga naisip namin, diretso tayo sa Panginoon. Every time we have a meeting, we pray for it. You know, as a couple, pray together as you make your decision. You have to pray for the options. You have to be open with the options because we have biases. Diba? Lord, ito talaging gusto ko eh.
Bani talaga.
Lord, ito...
Bani talaging gusto ko, Lord.
Lord, blue talaging gusto ko. Hindi mo malang tinanong si Lord, Lord, ito po ba talaga yung para sa akin?
Is Lord, this what you want
I
for
want
me?
I want you to be clear if this is what you want for me. You know, Lord, kung ito talaga yung para sa akin, let the process be smooth. You know, ask God for clarity sa decision nyo. Challenge the decision that you're making before God.
Again, we refer to you to our discernment series when it comes about this because it's part of discernment, part of the decision-making process. From the beginning until the end, even beyond the decision-making process, God is always at the center.
Oo. At saka ipag-pray nyo isa't isa kasi iba rin yung impact sa isa't isa. Baka sa'yo, ang gaan-gaan lang ng decision na gagawin nyo. Pero sa spouse mo pala, it's a major thing for her. So you have to also pray for each other's heart as you go through this discernment. Alam mo pag pinagdaanan mo yung Ignatian discernment naman, hindi lang naman blindly following your faith dun eh. Nakalagay nga dun, lagay mo yung pros and cons, alamin mo lahat ng options mo, and then you decided before the Lord. It's not a matter of just logic or just plainly emotions. You will always be taking up something to the Lord that only God can give clarity to. And His plan will always be the best plan. To trust in that even though it doesn't feel like the best plan, you know. Ang dami natin ganyang kwento na parang, bakit yun yung sinunod ko? But Lord, dapat ito yung gusto mong mangyari? Napaka-impractical. Diba? Walang banyo. Again, decision making, and we're not saying na kailangan to maging overwhelming. It doesn't need to be, but it does require intentional work and care. Kailangan intentional. So, yun mga langga. Meron ka bang big choice na dapat mong gawin ngayon?
Is there a decision that you have to make? Have you included God in the process? Are you close to making decision but God wasn't there? It's okay. It's never too late to bring God in and ask Him to still lead you and bless the decision that you have made. Or maybe you've made a decision for yourself, but have you spoken to your spouse?
True.
Have you spoken to your partner? Have you asked what your partner thinks about it? Let's consider all of these because let's not forget, marriage is not just one.
Yes, yes. So when you plan well together, you'll win together. Huwag mong hulihin si Lord, huwag mo ring ihuli yung spouse mo. Kasi usually, parang takot pa tayo, ayoko, hindi ka susuportahan. Ngayon, tanungin mo bakit ganun yung nararamdaman mo. And fix that first. one of the best decisions that you can make in life is who you marry and who you follow. Dalawang bagay yan, no? Pantay yan. Actually, mas hindi pala pantay, mas maano yung who you follow. Siyempre, mauna yung Panginoon. And then who you marry, yun yung maging spouse mo. So, make those decisions together knowing na hindi ka mag-isa and that you both can win if you plan well, pray well, discern well together.
Amen.
This is me, Jerick.
And this is Apple.
Always reminding you na palangga ka sang Diyos.
Thank you for praying for us.
Thank you for praying for us.
Sana naman hindi naman 1 month before mag-record kami ulit.
Oo nga, sana nga. Tsaka kung may pera pa kami at the end of this venture, you can always send us to buymeacoffee.com/langga to keep supporting us in this mission that we're doing.
May mga nagbe-message din, nagkaka-issue daw sa Buy Me A Coffee. If you're having issues, let us know. And yes, we will help you.
We will help you have less issues. No, but seriously, thank you for those who are supporting, whether through buymeacoffee.com/langga or through prayers.
Or
we
even
appreciate
just emailing,
it
yeah.
so much for those emailing lifelong emails. We do appreciate it. And wherever you are, we're praying that God will be with you through this major decision that you're going through.
Amen.
Again, palangga kasang Diyos.